This reading is from Meditation and Spiritual Life by Swami Yatishwarananda of Sri Ramakrishna Ashram in Bangalore. I've come to this chapter called The Association with the Wise, about the company of your chosen deity. I thought I should record it, but it'll be apt to share it and hopefully you'll find some meaning in it as well, like I did. If you can remain in tune with the divine always, no holy company may be necessary. Otherwise, holy association is very, very necessary for spiritual progress. But if you don't have the opportunity of holy company, what is to be done? Keep the company of your Ishtadevta, the Holy Personality on whom you meditate. Learn to talk to your Ishtam. Whenever you feel the need of holy company, think of the Lord and also repeat His name. He is the power behind us, and without Him we are nothing. He is the soul of our souls. Try to have contact with this indwelling spirit. When you travel, let your Ishtadevta accompany you seated in your heart. Let him keep you company in your journey and protect you from all harm and fill your heart with peace wherever you are. Do not forget him under any circumstances. In many people, there seems to be an inherent fear of remaining alone. They always need company of some sort or other. People are eager to talk to others and make others talk to them. The main cause of this tendency is the clinging to one's own little self. The ego is a complex bundle of ideas, memories, impulses, and therefore needs some kind of support. Ordinarily, people try to hold together the ego with the support of others. But those who have succeeded in integrating their personality from within do not need such external supports. The center of gravity of the personality in their case lies wholly within. The higher self is the best integrating power known to man. There is no need to run after this man and that man for one's own peaceful existence. Remain alone in peace. Only when you are alone do you feel the company of the divine more clearly. Remain alone with the divine. The divine within is company enough for us all. There is a famous Sanskrit passage which says, O Lord, Thou art my mother, Thou art my father, Thou art my relative and my friend, Thou art my learning and my wealth, Thou art indeed my all.